Dano, fantastic to see you putting something back into the Narrabri under 14. So, pretty good weekend here.
Yes, this has been our best weekend since the comp started. We've had one loss, one win today, so, and the guys are starting to get some structure, which is really good.
It's really important this age group, you start getting kids to a point where they learn how to win and learn how to compete, because 6s, 8s, 10s and 12, it's all about the love of the game, getting a basic structure of the game and what it's all about, and it's really now trying to tap into that desire and that competitiveness without being over the top and getting spiteful, where you are actually counterproductive to what you're trying to do within the team structure.
Oh, most definitely. I think the biggest thing that we've got to try and do is hold the young kids together. Like the 14 age group, you seem to lose them after the 12s, you know. Your kids go away to school and they got other interests. So, yeah, with having the numbers that we've got this year, I think it's been pretty pleasing.
For Narrabri itself, you've got a great opportunity with Chase there at Narrabri High School. He gets to be able to tap into all those kids. It's something now where the club can actually interact with Chase and make sure those kids can flow through from the high school and come and play junior rugby. Or is it something that's already happening, and a good mixture of kids throughout those age groups that go down to Blue Ball Park on Friday afternoon are from all over the place and trying the sport?
Yeah, and we also have a lot of help from our senior club. They get involved with the junior at the junior level on a Friday night. We get some senior referees there to help us out also. So it's a joint effort, which is great.
Yeah. And Jason Elms, of course, he's the boss of the Wash, but he's also the boss of Central North. How does he go? He sort of sets up all the plans and it pretty much runs like clockwork?
Yeah, well, this year all the coaches have got together and now we've got a coaching plan. So we've got structure there for our coaching styles. Obviously, we're doing different stuff with the different age groups, but yeah, we know what we're doing each Friday night, and we've got our drills set out, and thanks to Walshy also that's came over and helped us out. It's, you can never not have enough help, and the stuff that we're doing is you can start seeing the fruits of our labour on the paddock.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of these 14s kids, 13s, 14s, moving through under Roddy and also Nolo, and playing 16s, or you're quite happy to keep them sort of as 13s and 14s doing this every second Sunday thing?
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard trying to keep the kids enthused and keep them going. Yeah, I don't really know. I grew up when we were under 19s, so I don't think they'll ever go back to that age group. But, yeah, again, which is just about trying to keep the kids interested and keeping the numbers up.
Certainly interested would be the seniors, because they've helped themselves to back-to-back Heath Shields and Trawler Cups, and they've just been fantastic. Elmsy laying the slab, and of course Hunter and Tommy Cullen sort of doing a great job, and Nick's helped himself to keep the thing percolating along very nicely.
Yeah, they're doing very well in the senior ranks, and that's starting, as we can see, filters down through to our junior ranks. We've become a lot more professional in what we're doing, so yeah, it's all good.
And it's nice to see this bloke called Tim Horan lobbying on the odd occasion. Sure, that's what we need to see more of, don't we? Because on the 4th of July, we've got Camp Waratah. That's going to be in Tamworth, but you know, that should be in Narrabri or Moree, or players should be starting to come up, because all the other sports are throwing players around, and you know, rugby's the game here, and we want to see, you know, Kirtley, he might be hobbling out on a pair of crutches, but don't worry, he's getting paid enough to do that, so he can come out and make a bit of an effort.
Yeah, well, Tim's been great for our club. I had a couple of beers with him yesterday, and he still loves coming up here, or down here. He comes from Brisbane. Yeah, I said he always gives Jack a ring and lets him know which weekends he's got fets free and stuff like that. So it's always good to get a few pointers from an ex-Wallaby also.
And what do you do for a crust in the great metropolis that is Narrabri?
Still an agronomist, working for Delta Ag. Yeah, everything's going fine.
Yeah, you're one of these rare players finally that's won a premiership in Group 4, 1990 of course, and also with the Blue Boars. Great memories of your footy career.
Yeah, they're a long time ago now, but I had a bit of a trot around again last year, which I enjoyed. As you know, it's hard to get out of here.
Well, Dano, we wish all the best, and I want to thank you for your time. That was Dean Hancock, the coach of the Narrabri Under-14s here at the Central North Junior Carnival in Gunnedah.